to Ireland now. Last month, it earned the distinction of becoming the first country in the European Union to fall into a recession. Congratulations, Ireland. It's a shock to many of the Irish, including Eddie Hobbs, who's on the phone with us now. He's an investment guru there in Ireland. Eddie, I guess actually it's not such a shock for you. You'd been predicting bad times.
Well, it's not a shock. If you take any type of bubble theory like Hyman Minsky's bubble and you transplant it on the Irish market, you will see that we've become over-reliant on the construction and property sector, and all of the stress points were there of a bubble in the property market. So it's now burst. Property prices are slumping. We didn't go as far as the United States, where you've had ninja mortgages and all of that bad stuff, but we were just one step behind. Unfortunately, because we're a much more concentrated economy, the hangover here is going to be more severe and longer.
Ireland was called the Celtic Tiger. A lot of American companies and people from all over the world were investing there. Young population, well-educated, hard-working, yeah. Things seem to be going extremely well.
Well, and so they should continue to do so. I mean, we've been attracting a very high degree of foreign direct investment, and that will continue on because of the assets you've just described. It doesn't mean that we can avoid a recession and lower consumer spending. The problem is that up to, you know, a fifth of our economy to a quarter of our economy was based on us selling properties to one another. So it's the indigenous economy is the problem.
You had a banking crisis there in Ireland, what, just a week ago, and the government made a dramatic move.
Well, the government did. We had a problem here because we have a concentrated banking market. One of the banks ran into trouble. It was going to go burst. And overnight, the government guaranteed all lending and deposits in all banks in Ireland. And that shored it up. That then started the ball rolling in Europe. And the European response now is threefold. As you know, there's a lot of liquidity being injected in by the European Central Bank. The interbank market has been guaranteed, and the German, UK, Italian and French governments have put substantial sums of money as equity into banks. The total package in Europe is worth over 2 trillion euros.
What I am surprised by in Ireland and here in the U.S. too, is the speed with which things go wrong. Because I read one analyst writing about the banking crisis there in Ireland who said that if the government had not acted when it did, within 24 hours, one or two Irish banks would have failed. So you get to the precipice, it seems to me, very, very suddenly.
Yes, but that's the world we're living in. There's two things there. Firstly, we're within the Eurozone. If we were not within the Eurozone, we would have been in very severe trouble because we wouldn't have been big enough to withstand the effects, much like Iceland wasn't. The second thing is that the world has gone like that. I mean, the volatility is getting, you know, the peaks and troughs are getting bigger and the events are happening faster.
Eddie, may I ask about the circumstances of your own life? You're married, you have 4 children. Do you see in your own life the circumstances of the distress people feel?
I'm not experiencing it in my own family, but because of my position here, I get a lot of emails in every day, people ringing, you know, in distress from property debt. The problem is, once you reach that euphoria stage in any bubble, people just don't want to know. The cheerleaders are cheering on, the auctioneers are cheering it on, the economists dominating the media who are employed by banks are cheering it on. The government don't want to know, they're cheering it on because they're getting in bumper tax revenues. And an ordinary Joe and Josephine Soap go along to the bank. They're asked very few questions. They get access to money, which they really can't afford, and they come in at the very end of the cycle, and they become victims of it. And now we have a situation where we have rapacious banks now in the courts now looking for homes back off people, having missold the debt first day.
Eddie Hobbs, he's a financial analyst and writer in Ireland, speaking with us from Dublin. Eddie, thank you.
You're very welcome.